Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children, sponsored by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people and real events that happened during the Restoration, or beginning of the Church in our time, not that long ago. You'll notice after the title of each chapter is a date of when each story happened. Read along with us! You'll find these stories in the Doctrine and Covenant Stories book published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you too. This year, we will be learning stories from the Doctrine and Covenants storybook. If you remember, last year we studied the New Testament. Now, who can tell me what the stories in the New Testament are about? Yes, Anna Rose.
Jesus.
Jesus, excellent. Who else can tell me what they're about? Yes, Brooklyn.
And his apostles, too.
Jesus and his apostles. Wonderful. Caitlin?
The New Testament is about his childhood and his birth and his life.
Okay, so when he was alive?
Yeah.
Excellent. Christian?
It was about his life and then what happened to the apostles after he died.
Okay. All right. So you're all right. The New Testament is about Jesus Christ's life. And in the New Testament, we can read how Jesus organized his church during his life. After Jesus Christ died, the apostles led the church, but the people began to forget Jesus and reject the apostles. They did not obey the commandments or follow Jesus' teachings anymore. Soon the Church of Jesus Christ was no longer on the earth. Hundreds of years went by, and there were many different churches, but none of them had the whole truth. Heavenly Father and Jesus still loved all the people on the earth. They wanted the Church of Jesus Christ to be on the earth again, so people could learn the gospel. In 1820, Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ appeared to Joseph Smith. Jesus commanded Joseph Smith to organize the Church of Jesus Christ, just as Jesus himself had organized it when he was on the earth. Just like the New Testament contains the teachings of Jesus when he was on the earth, the Doctrine and Covenants contains teachings Jesus has given to Joseph Smith and other prophets of our day. As we read each story in the Doctrine and Covenants storybook, you'll notice that there is a date after the title of each story. The date is when the story took place and marks an important time in the history of the church. We will be learning about the history of the church as we learn about Jesus' teachings to us from the Doctrine and Covenants storybook. But today we begin our story before the Doctrine and Covenants, before the Restoration, before Joseph Smith, before anyone had even been born on the earth. Children at home, read along with us in the Doctrine and Covenants story's introduction, before the Doctrine and Covenants.
We lived with Heavenly Father before we came to earth. We did not have bodies of flesh and bones like we now have. We were spirits.
Our Heavenly Father made a plan for us to receive bodies and become more like Him.
This is called the plan of salvation. This plan required us to leave Him for a time and come to earth. If we follow the plan, we will return to live with Him.
Satan also lived with us in heaven. He would not follow Heavenly Father's plan, so Heavenly Father made him leave. Satan wants to destroy the plan of salvation.
Jesus made the earth for Heavenly Father's children to live on. Jesus sent prophets to teach the people to be good.
Some people obeyed the prophets. Other people obeyed Satan and became wicked.
Okay, let's stop here and talk about what we've read so far, all right? Now, where were we before we were born? Who can tell me that? Let's start with Ethan.
Heaven.
We were in heaven. Okay. Excellent. And who else lived with us before we were born? Anna Rose.
Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father. Who else lived with us before we were born? Yes, Christian.
Jesus and everybody else on the earth.
Excellent. Yes, Brooklyn.
Satan and his followers also lived with us in heaven.
Okay, so pretty much everybody was there in heaven before we came down to earth, right? Now, what were our bodies like when we lived with Heavenly Father? Caitlin?
We didn't have bodies of flesh and bones. We had spirits.
What is Heavenly Father's body like? Yes, Anna Rose.
Flesh and bone.
Okay, flesh and bone. What is his body like, Christian?
It's also perfect.
Okay, good. Good answer. Gavin, what is Heavenly Father's body like?
Like ours.
Okay. Now, before we came to Earth, we didn't have bodies, just like Caitlin said, right? So, why did we have to come to Earth? What do you think, Brooklyn?
To become more like Heavenly Father and to be tested.
Okay. What did we need to become more like Heavenly Father? Ethan, what did we need to become more like our Heavenly Father?
We needed to have a body of flesh and bones.
Okay, good. Excellent. Yes, Christian.
We needed to learn how to be righteous and faithful without Heavenly Father and Jesus there.
Okay, so maybe not right in their presence. We needed to be able to choose for ourselves, right? So what did Heavenly Father do to help us become more like Him? What did He do for us? Yes, Caitlin.
He came up with a plan called the Plan of Salvation, and that plan was for our spirits to have a body and to come down to earth and to be tested to see if we would follow His church and be members of the church instead of following Satan and his followers.
Okay, so we needed to be tested, right? And could we be tested if we were in their presence, just like Christian said? Brooklyn, what do you think?
No, because they were kind of testing our faith to see if we would believe in Him even if we couldn't see them.
Good, good. So what is, Caitlin mentioned the plan of salvation. What is the plan of salvation? Anna Rose, what is the plan of salvation?
To come down earth and get a body and follow our parents and be able to tell right from wrong and have faith and go back up to heaven.
Good. Why is following our parents part of the plan of salvation? Why is that important? Gavin, what do you think?
Because they know a lot more than we do, and we should follow them because they're setting an example and they're probably doing the right thing.
Good. I would say they are doing the right thing, too. That's an excellent answer. Anna Rose?
Because it's a commandment.
Okay. Very, very good. Now, who is Satan? Caitlin.
Satan is one of our brothers that did not like the plan that Heavenly Father has set up, and he wanted he wanted to have, like, all the power and be our savior. And so he got pretty mad that he wasn't chose to be the savior. So he started doing bad stuff. And so he got kicked out of the kingdom of heaven. And then now he's around us trying to tempt us to do bad things.
Okay, so he doesn't really want us to return to live with Heavenly Father, right? He wants to try and stop us, right? Anna Rose, what do you think?
He doesn't want us to be doing this right now.
That's right. He doesn't want us to be on the radio right now telling everybody else to be obedient, right? And to listen to your parents and to follow the plan of salvation. That's very, very true. Now, why did Heavenly Father make Satan leave heaven? Why did he do that? Christian, what do you think?
He wanted all the glory of bringing everyone back to heaven. He said he would bring everyone back to heaven and that he would get all the glory from it.
Right, right. And so why did he have to leave heaven? I mean, it sounds like a good thing to have everybody return. Why did he have to leave heaven? Brooklyn.
Because he was going to force us to be good rather than let us see if our faith is going to be good. And so then when Jesus' plan got chosen, he got mad and tried to destroy it.
Okay, so he didn't want us to have our free agency, right? Mm-mm. He wanted us to just, you know, follow him, and then we wouldn't be able to develop and be able to make choices and everything. Now, who made the earth? Ethan, who made the earth?
Jesus.
Jesus did. And who did Jesus make the earth for? Gavin?
Us.
He made it for us. Excellent. Now, why does Jesus send prophets? Why are prophets important to us? Why does Jesus send them to us? Let's go to Caitlin here.
Jesus doesn't come down here. And so with the prophets, he tells the prophets what he wants us to know. And the prophet tells us what Jesus wants us to know and needs us to know so that we can have what we need to know.
Right, right. Excellent. Christian, you had your hand up. Why does Jesus send prophets? Why do you think?
He sends them to teach us, since he can't communicate with us because of the way the plan of salvation is set up. He sends prophets to tell us what to do.
Okay. All right. And Brooklyn, what do you think?
Jesus sends the prophets because he tells the messages and they announce it. And so they're kind of like his tools.
Okay, great. And who's our prophet today? What do you all, you can all say it.
Thomas S. Monson.
Good. Excellent. Good answers. Let's continue reading.
The Old Testament tells about people who lived before Jesus was born.
Prophets taught these people that Jesus would come to earth to make it possible for them to be cleansed from sin and to overcome death.
The Book of Mormon tells about other people who lived long ago. These people came from Jerusalem to the Americas.
Prophets also taught these people about Jesus. He visited them after he was resurrected.
The New Testament tells about Jesus' life on earth. It tells of his birth, his teachings, and his death and the resurrection.
Jesus taught people his gospel. He taught them to obey Heavenly Father's commandments.
Jesus chose 12 men to be apostles and gave them the priesthood. He started his church. Many people loved Jesus. They were righteous and obeyed his teachings.
Satan did not want people to follow Jesus. He tempted people to hate Jesus, and some of them nailed him to a cross and killed him.
3 days after Jesus died, he was resurrected, and he was alive again.
He talked with his apostles and told them to teach the gospel to all people. Jesus also visited the righteous people in the Americas. Then he went to heaven to be with his Father.
The apostles were the leaders of the Church of Jesus Christ. They went to many lands and taught people about Jesus.
Many people believed in him and were baptized. The apostles gave righteous men the priesthood. There were many members of the church.
Let's stop again and talk about what we just read. When did the people in the Old Testament live? Yes, Brooklyn.
They lived before Christ.
Okay, so they lived before Christ. Caitlin.
In the Old Testament, they were telling when Jesus was going to come to earth and suffer for us and die.
Now, how did the people who lived before Jesus was born know about him? How did they know about him? Gavin?
Because they were prophets.
They were prophets, right? Yes, Anna Rose.
Visions.
Visions, prophets and visions, and Christian.
The scriptures prophesied about him, too.
Okay, so there were scriptures that were being written as well, that the prophets were writing. Now, what did the prophets teach the people about Jesus in Old Testament times? What were the prophets saying? Brooklyn?
They were saying about when he was going to be born and the star and how he's going to die for us and be resurrected.
Excellent. Why was that so important to let people know about Jesus Christ? Why was that important, Caitlin?
Because if they didn't know about him, it would be like not knowing your own brother and your Savior.
That's right. It's so important to know that Jesus is our Savior. That's one of the reasons why we're doing this, right? So that we can let everybody else know. Now, where did the people in the Book of Mormon live? Anna Rose.
America.
America. Okay. Now, what does the New Testament teach us about? Yes, Christian.
About during Jesus' life and about after he died.
Excellent. Now, Ethan, what did Jesus give the 12 men he chose to be his disciples?
The priesthood.
He gave them the priesthood. And what is the priesthood? Yes, Brooklyn.
It is the power of God.
Okay. What happened 3 days after Jesus died? Christian.
He was resurrected and came back to life.
What does that mean exactly? What does resurrected mean? Anna Rose.
It means coming to life again.
Coming to life again. Good, good. What else does that mean other than just coming back to life? Caitlin.
Resurrected means when your spirit and your body become reunited and then you're able to live again.
After Jesus was resurrected, what did he tell his apostles to do? Ethan.
To go teach the people some more.
Okay, good. And after visiting his apostles, who else did he visit and teach? Caitlin.
He taught his people in the Americas and healed them.
Okay, good. And where did he go after that? After he visited the people in the Americas? Yes, Brooklyn.
He went back to heaven.
That's right. That's right. And after Jesus went to live with Heavenly Father, who was to lead his church on the earth? Who was supposed to lead the church on the earth? Yes, Christian.
The apostles.
The apostles. And what special power did the apostles have? Anna Rose.
The priesthood.
They had the priesthood, which was the authority to act in God's name. You are listening to Scripture Stories. So far today, we've read about Heavenly Father's plan for us and about Jesus Christ and His church as part of that plan. The plan of salvation shows how much our Heavenly Father and Jesus love us. The next part of the story we're about to read is about the apostasy. Apostasy is falling away from Jesus' true church. Let's read and see how and why this happened.
Satan wanted to destroy the church.
He tempted people to stop believing in Jesus.
The apostles and many other members of the church were killed.
Soon there were no leaders to guide the church.
Heavenly Father took the priesthood away from the earth.
The church that Jesus had started was gone. People started churches of their own.
They changed many of the teachings of Jesus.
They also changed some of the commandments.
Hundreds of years went by. There were many churches on the earth, but none of them was the true church of Jesus Christ.
Members of these churches believed in Jesus, but the churches did not have the true gospel.
They did not have the authority of the priesthood.
They did not have prophets or apostles.
Great, let's stop a moment and talk about the apostasy. What does apostasy mean? Ethan.
People were led away from the church.
Okay, good. What does apostasy mean to you, Brooklyn?
It means when people don't believe in Jesus and they don't like the church.
Okay, good. Anna Rose, what does apostasy mean?
It means falling away from the true church of Jesus.
Falling away from the true church. So what happened to the apostles? Yes, Caitlin.
They died.
They not only died, but what did people do to them? Yes, Christian.
They killed them in very horrible ways.
Okay. Yes, Brooklyn.
Some of them were poisoned and beheaded and crucified and many ways they were killed.
So, yes, they were killed. The apostles were killed. And why was the priesthood lost from the earth? Ethan, what do you think? Why was the priesthood lost from the earth?
Because everyone was being really wicked, and so Heavenly Father took the priesthood away.
Caitlin.
Heavenly Father took the priesthood away from the earth because everyone started making their own churches, and they didn't have apostles or prophets to lead them, and they didn't really have God near them. And Heavenly Father's power is the priesthood, and without his church on the earth, there was no priesthood.
Okay, excellent. So what power does the true church of Jesus Christ need to have? You've all kind of talked about it, but what power does that need to have? Yes, Brooklyn.
It needs to have the power of the priesthood.
Excellent. And Ethan, what power does the true church of Jesus Christ need to have?
The Aaronic and Melchizedek priesthood.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. Now, what other things does the true church of Jesus Christ need to have? Now, Caitlin mentioned a couple of them, and so I'm going to call on Christian and see what you have to say.
They need prophets, apostles, lots of church leaders, and the true scriptures.
Wonderful. Caitlin.
The true church needs to have the power of the priesthood, and it also needs to have leaders and people who are able to guide it with apostles and prophets to help them.
Excellent. After hundreds of years went by, why were none of the churches on the earth the true church of Jesus Christ? Gavin, what do you think?
Because the gospel had gone away and everyone forgot it and started making their own churches.
Excellent. Great answer. Thank you. Brooklyn.
After the apostasy had started, everyone started making their own churches, and they would change stuff. Even if they just changed, like, one thing a little bit, if they changed, like, a few things a little bit, it still wasn't the true church. And some churches changed some things a little bit, and some changes and some churches changed a lot of things.
Okay. How many of you are thankful to be part of the true church today? Excellent. I am too. I am so grateful that we have the restored gospel and that we can be part of this and be actually doing this and spreading the gospel through this radio program as well. Great. Well, let's continue reading to find out what happened to end the apostasy, all right?
Jesus had said he would come to earth again.
But first, his church had to be restored.
The priesthood also had to be restored.
These blessings were restored through the prophet Joseph Smith.
Heavenly Father has again called prophets and apostles to lead the church in our day.
Jesus gives revelations to the prophets and apostles to tell us what he wants us to know and do.
The Doctrine and Covenants is a book of revelations from Jesus.
Most of these were given to the prophet Joseph Smith.
In these revelations, Jesus gives directions to his church.
and teaches the doctrines of his gospel.
The book you are reading tells about some of the revelations in the Doctrine and Covenants.
It also tells of some of the stories about the restoration and early history of the Church of Jesus Christ in latter days.
Before Jesus comes again, what needs to happen? Yes, Gavin.
There has to be like a big storm or something.
Okay, so signs in the latter days? Yes, Christian.
The scriptures say that the church needs to be in every nation.
All right, good answer. Caitlin?
The priesthood needs to be restored back on earth.
Okay, good. And is it restored back on earth?
Yes.
It is indeed. Now, what does restoration mean? What does it mean to restore something? Caitlin?
Like, to restore the church, it was to bring the church back to earth.
Okay, good, good. So why was there a need for Jesus' church and the priesthood to be restored? Why was that important? Christian?
To get people to know the truth.
Good, good. Why do people need to know the truth?
They can't go back to heaven unless they know the truth.
Okay, and we all want to follow the plan of salvation, right? So we want to return to live with our Heavenly Father. We need to know the truth to do that, right? Now, through which prophet did the Lord restore his true church? Anna Rose, do you know which prophet the Lord used to restore his true church?
Joseph Smith.
That is right. And what is the name of Jesus' true church today? Yes, Brooklyn.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Good, good. What does latter days mean? Latter-day Saints. Ethan, what does that mean?
It kind of means today.
Good, good, excellent. Christian, what does that mean?
The last days before the second coming.
I mean, the latter days means the time that we are now living in. Now, who are the saints? The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Who are those saints? Gavin.
Us.
They are us. Anna Rose, who are these saints?
Me and everybody in the world.
That's right.
At least everybody that believes in Jesus Christ.
Okay, and Brooklyn, who are these saints?
The saints are everyone that believes in Jesus' true church.
Okay, so you're right. The saints are you and me and all of the members of the church, or those people who are following Jesus. We are members of Jesus Christ's church today, just as his followers were when Jesus lived on the earth. So how does Jesus guide his church today? How does he lead his church? Christian, what do you think?
He sends prophets to tell us what he wants us to do.
Okay, and you all told me who the prophet was today. Let's just hear it one more time. Brooklyn, who is the prophet today?
Thomas S. Monson.
Thomas S. Monson. Now, what is the Doctrine and Covenants? Anna Rose?
A book of revelations from Jesus Christ.
Okay, now which prophet received most of the revelations in the Doctrine and Covenants? Anna Rose?
Joseph Smith.
Joseph Smith did. That's right. Now, what do the revelations in the Doctrine and Covenants teach us about? Christian?
What we need to do today to be able to go back to heaven.
Good answer. Thank you. Ethan, what do the revelations in the Doctrine and Covenants teach us about?
What we need to do so that we can live with Heavenly Father again.
Children, I know that the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is the true Church of Jesus Christ on the earth today, and that Jesus continues to direct his church through revelations given to his prophets and apostles. I know that in his church we have the power to act in his name, or the priesthood. I know that we can know of Jesus' love for us and know how to follow him as we study the doctrines taught in his church, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
My life is a gift. My life has a plan. My life has a purpose. In heaven it began. My choice was to come to this lovely home on earth and seek for God's light to direct me from birth. I will follow. Always
We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He taught us, and I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Join us next week as we read Chapter 1, Joseph Smith and His Family, 1805 to 1820. If you'd like to listen to this program again, a grown-up can help you get a copy to play on your computer, iPod, or other music player at mormonchannel.org. You can also sign up to get new episodes as soon as they're ready. If you'd like your own copies of the Scripture Stories as books or DVDs, you can find them at scripturestories.lds.org. A grown-up can also buy them at your local church distribution center or online at store.lds.org.
See you next week!
Scripture power keeps me safe from sin. Scripture power is the power to win. Scripture power, every day I need. The power that I get each time I read.
Scripture Stories on the Mormon Channel is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Here's just a sample of what you'll learn during next week's program.
Joseph knew his leg would hurt when the doctors cut it, but he had faith that Heavenly Father would help him.
The doctors asked Joseph to drink some wine so the pain would not be so bad. Joseph would not drink the wine.
See you next week!